This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
To GCN, visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, final segment, Roger Stone here on the Alan Stone Show. Roger. You've been involved in, what, six, seven, eight campaigns, I forget, national campaigns for president. Is it not surreal, though, to constantly be in the news like you're the Joker and now I'm the Joker? Like, we're running this criminal operation. We're running that criminal operation. We ran the Capitol attack, which, if you look at motive, we would never do. It was horrible for all of us, unless we were working for the Democrats. Well, where do you expect this to go, and what do listeners do to counter this? Is we have General Honoré, that ran the gun confiscation to Katrina, hired by the Democrats, they're saying, for a purge. I mean, even Tucker Carlson does whole shows where he's like, we got to arrest one-third of the military is criminal, one-third of the police is evil, we got to purge the Trump people, we got to put them on no-fly list. I mean, I'm here, and then Biden's saying, China's good, what they do in death camps. And at a certain point, I'm just like, what alternate universe did I wake up in?
Well, but because of the cabal, which consists of the leaders of the Democratic Party, the deep state institutions, both public and private, in their cozy relationship with the corporately owned media, they have the ability to impose a narrative. And until we find our voice to counteract that narrative with the truth, then I don't think the forces of liberty can survive in the end. I'm not telling you that I'm giving up, because I will fight once again to prove.
Sure, but if Congress and the governors don't, and the people don't act against censorship, a muzzled public, twice the First Amendment, cannot stand up against tyranny. We have to fix that.
No, and look, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has been extraordinary on this issue. He has rolled out a series of reforms that I think would level the playing field in terms of social media discourse in the state of Florida. The other guy I would keep my eye on is Congressman Matt Gaetz. The more I look at Gaetz, the more I realize that if the president does not run, that Matt Gaetz could be the person to galvanize the America First.
I was about to say, I'm proud of Texas, but I'm not proud of our governor or our leadership. What's going on with Florida? You got Gaetz, you got DeSantis, you got just the people aren't wearing masks. I mean, what's going on in Florida?
Ron DeSantis has done an extraordinarily good job as governor. He has handled the COVID-19 pandemic very adroitly because he understands the importance of keeping Florida open when it is safe.
Florida has a lower death rate than New York, but didn't do the lockdowns.
And we protect Second Amendment rights in this state very, very aggressively. This, not Texas, may be the last bastion of freedom. Who would have ever thought that?
But I agree with you. I'm strongly considering moving to Florida. Maybe the panhandle. That's like super right wing now, isn't it?
Well, the panhandle is, you know, right up there against Georgia and Alabama. I think you'd feel at home. A lot of patriots up there, a lot of conservatives.
No, listen, I've never been mobbed like being in Destin in Florida. I mean, I've been to a bunch of places on the panhandle. It's like insane. It's the most awake places I've seen.
Look, this is a great state in all regards, and it will remain politically competitive because the governor has the foresight to ensure that we're not going to have the levels of internet censorship that you see across the rest of the country. That's very bold. There's legislation in Alabama I looked at yesterday would have the same effect in that state. So perhaps a state-by-state repair a state-by-state reform of the laws that award these social media companies enormous tax benefits.
I agree. It's up to the states, like DeSantis is doing, to go after it. Roger, join us again soon. Again, stonetoldtruth.com. We'll put that on screen. But the biggest thing is they're coming after you and I. I know you don't have the resources I do. People have been great supporting you. They should make a donation today. Put it on screen. For there it is, stonedefensefund.com. Roger, thank you so much for all the time. 30-second final comment.
Alex, God bless you. The fight is not over. We will demonstrate that this is just a deep state smear.
All right, Roger, there he goes. I can tell you, I was there, just like back with the WikiLeaks. We weren't in contact with WikiLeaks. And just like I was there on January 6th, why the hell would we want to attack the Capitol and blow our feet off with shotguns. That was absolutely ridiculous. But they're not stopping. They're just going forward because nobody's ever held the deep state Democrats accountable. We'll be right back with a special report on the globalists and the occult. Then I give the number out and take your calls. Stay with us.
Now is the time to get prepared. Now is the time to get high-quality, storable food that's ready to be shipped to you within days. InfoWarsStore.com has the highest quality storable food, recently processed and packaged, that I myself and my family use. And during the blackouts and freeze here in Texas, we were able to use food we bought from them years ago. Our supplier is My Patriot Supply. Buy it through InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com and get an additional 10% off because of the emergency. They weren't going to do sales for a long time, but because of the emergency, they have now said they're doing 10% off exclusively at PrepareWithAlex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. That's PrepareWithAlex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. 10% off on their month supply, 3 months, 6 months, year, and more. They have hundreds and hundreds of different foods and varieties. The great packaging, great quality, great price, ready to ship to you, and it funds the InfoWar. PrepareWithAlex.com, limited time, 10% off. PrepareWithAlex.com, 10% off right now. Get prepared, get ready, and don't be dependent on the globalist.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I'm like, Dad, what are these books? He goes, oh, those are books on black magic. And what the establishment is into and how they try to harness their mind to control things for bad. He said, you can read them if you want to. And these were like the really famous ones, but like copies. A lot of folks don't have like the Grand Grimoire and all those things. I probably read 10 books on black magic by the time I was about 12. And so that's why when I'm explaining to you about Hillary Clinton and Aleister Crowley magic and all these people, I mean, it's 101. I mean, I've actually studied it.
I'll tell you a couple of stories about fraud. The Bohemian Club. Did you say the Bohemian Club?
Yeah.
That's where all those rich Republicans go out and stand naked against redwood trees, right? I've never been to the Bohemian Club, but you ought to go. It'd be good for you. Get some fresh air.
I know nothing about the Bohemian Grove with Bill. I know about once a month Hillary would go out to Los Angeles. And she did it so regular that it became a bit of an issue trying to, why is she always going? Bill told me that she was going out there, she and a group of women, and she would be a part of a witch's church. When Bill told me that, you could have hit me with a baseball bat. I tried to point out to him. He realized what had happened if that got out. For the better part of many years, Hillary would go quite often, whether it was regularly once a month or maybe once every couple of months. She would go out on a weekend simply to be a part of it.
So I explained lesser magic. These different organizations, these different thug groups, you know, you see it in basic criminal psychology out there. You got to tell somebody what you're doing to their face. That makes it 10 times better. And they believe it. If they announce what they're going to do to you before they do it, it gives it more power when they do it. These people mean business. So when you see Hollywood promoting Satanism and pedophilia and all of that, depending on the statistics I've read, upwards of 80% of pedophiles were abused themselves. And so they're creating a system that's self-replicating. The truth about three identical strangers, Psychology Today. Now, the psychiatrists and psychologists that convince the mother to do a psychology experiment and split her three sons apart to study how they would grow up, how they would behave, how it would operate. Now think about it. That's just a psychiatrist making the decision to do that for a test. And that's what Bill Gates' geoengineering is about. That's what the mRNA vaccine is about. That's what all this craziness is about, is these groups are doing whatever they want, whenever they want, however they want, and it's insane.
What began with the disgusting revelations of the British Top of the Pops host Jimmy Savile and his decades of rampant pedophilia, necrophilia, and Satanism has convulsed into a full-fledged unmasking of a three-decades-long callboy ring fueled by government officials, entertainers, government spies, and royal palace workers. The focus of the investigation rests on the West London location known as the Elm Guest House. The Elm Guest House, fronted as a gay bathhouse. As numerous victims have attested to, it was primarily a child sex abuse house of horrors for the elite. The revelations are so vast and damaging, the English government was forced to declare the investigation a national security issue. The seedy side of British culture only serves to gain momentum as details emerge of Prime Minister Cameron simulating fornication with a pig during a college occult ritual. And the elite relish their rituals.
But that's how the scientists work. Not the average scientists, but the elite scientists are mad scientists. And you don't get in their ranks unless you treat people like they're absolutely nothing. That's the invisible chains of lesser magic. And again, I said that last week, told that story, it's a true story. And people are like, why would your dad let you read that? My dad, he probably still does it, but I used to always wake up at like 2 a.m. to go take a piss, and my dad would be in his study reading books. He would sleep like 3 hours. He was like that when he was a kid. He would read like 3 or 4 books a day. It was insane. So he'd read encyclopedias. He'd read Russian stuff, German stuff, Japanese stuff, you know, all sorts of foreign languages. He was just obsessed with reading, and he had just books, piles of books. The garage was full of books, storage facilities full of books. We'd go visit the farm. His mother would be like, take the barn, the books. My dad would be like, okay, I'll take the books. He was like obsessed with books. He had like, I don't know, probably 10 books on the occult. These are like black magic books. And of course, he probably had 500 Christian books. He was a big Christian. And but he said, yeah, son, the evil ones want to focus and try to use their mind and their intention. And then that's what manifests it. But then they believe it's, you know, basically the occult giving them the power. But humans already have the power. That's the devil's trick. And he told me about Faust and got me a book on Faust and who was a real person, not just an allegory. And then explained that through God, only through the Holy Spirit can we interface with God's power, but then be directed by God. You can't do this stuff low level yourself. That's what black magic is. That's what magic period is. But humans are magic. We're made in the image of God, so we can do incredible things. Well, if we have bad intent, it can be really, really bad. And so, yeah, no, I didn't get really obsessed with that. I was more mainly into World War II and World War I stuff. That's what I really read when I was a kid. And then like Conan the Barbarian books, you know, I read a lot of fiction, but I remember reading this stuff, like how to conjure demons and like these carvings of it and everything, and all this stuff like that. Is this real? And it's like, well, there are real entities, but it's manipulating your mind to then actually see it manifest. And I don't recommend you get involved in that and blah, blah, blah. But my dad was smart enough to give me free rein to be into all that stuff so that I would then have a real relationship with God later. My dad was really smart. He's still smart. But, you know, that's where that goes. Sounds really insane. Sounds completely wild. But that's what the globalists are completely and totally obsessed with. But I like it to the silly Star Wars analogy, but it's actually the archetypes of Star Wars are very true, the first three films by Lucas. They can be cheesy, but the archetypes resonate because they're true. And Luke Skywalker has got one torpedo. He's got to try to knock out the Death Star. The other guy using the computer couldn't hit it. And they say, Luke, what's wrong? You turned off your targeting computer. And he says, I'm all right. I'm gonna really just use my spirit to hit this target. And he does. And that's what it is. The black magic, the Satanists are using the computer. Satan is the computer. Satan is Bill Gates, the system, the technocrats, all of them trying to control all this. That's not how you hit the target, folks. The Holy Spirit, God, will let you hit the target. But here's the key. You're not using Satan's machines then. You're not using Satan's magic, Satan's devices, Satan's pentagrams, Satan's circles, Satan's bloodletting. You're turning the computer off, and then the real computer, that's God, kicks in. But that's how you hit the target. And so that's how my dad described it to me when I was a kid. You know, you want to read those books? Those are what losers read. But it's okay. You go ahead and read that. And then one time I was like out there painting on the porch when I was like 10 years old. And I was like, you know, I painted like the devil all powerful. I was painting all sorts of things. He goes, let me see what the devil looks like. He flips the page over and draws like some hunchback guy drooling. He's pathetic. He goes, that's the devil. Devil's weak. And it's absolutely true. And so That's what all of this is about, ladies and gentlemen. Now I want to open the phones up specifically for one group, and that's medical workers. You can call in and say you love the COVID vaccine. You can call in and say you hate it. You can say it hurt people in your nursing home, or they grew butterfly wings after they took it. But we're going to be taking your phone calls on the other side for medical workers only. Doctors, nurses, or people that have had great results with COVID vaccine. Heard Roger Stone, his wife thought it was great. Okay, boom. She's a woman. She's got a tough blood-brain barrier. Or you can tell me you hate it. Whatever the truth is, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. And some people can't call a toll-free number, so 512-646-1776. 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, and you won't hold a long time. Even if it's an incredible medical doctor like called in last week, I gave her two segments. I got to just give you 90 seconds and you're gone because we got to get to that next person. Of course, that was an incredible call, and then the next call is even better, and the next is even better, and then it's like, what did we miss with 20 calls on the line? So 877-789-2539, your calls on that subject, and I've got some incredible news on India banning the vaccine and Bill Gates financing, articles all over the country saying I was a liar. That shows we're strong and he's weak. And he and his whole evil circle, well, you know what's going to happen to them. They're going to be cut off from God.
We're halfway through, but I don't think so.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have fake rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Unfiltered, uncensored. Nobody else does this. You love the vaccine, you hate it. We're talking to you right here on the Alex Jones Show. But look at this little nugget I was just given. I'm going to leave it at that. Folks in the government will know what that is. I just had a very interesting person, very close to the president, who just visited us, still here right now, tell me that they know the head of the Capitol Police very closely. And that they can confirm they were ordered to basically stand down, that half of their people were gone that day. They were understaffed. We already know that. I had guys in Army Special Operations with me, you know, connected to the most elite units that were there that day on the phone with them. That's why I knew what really happened. That's why we reported on top of that rooftop, and I was so pissed. Pelosi ordered a stand down. That is what Lindsey Graham, I think Lindsey's weak. I don't think Lindsey's evil. Like a Chucky Schumer or a Barack Obama. He's just scared. But the point is that we have them. Instead of them blaming us for this, expose them. That's why they're not going to indict me, ladies and gentlemen, for fomenting the Capitol thing. Because they know, A, I didn't do it, and B, I'm not going to sit there like I did something wrong. The stuff they've already tried to indict me for, I'm not supposed to get into it, but it's stuff like there's 1% truth. 2%, like there's something you could claim I did. I didn't do it consciously. It wasn't really illegal, but there's something there. But claiming that I wanted that to happen, yeah, I want to cut my fingers off today. I want to jump into a bottle of acid. I want to jump off a cliff. No, I don't. We were there trying to be peaceful. It's what we do to show our numbers and to show that we didn't buy the fraud and to get a 10-day investigation to show the damn fraud. To have voting integrity in this country. And I told you when the Supreme Court got Trump's cases, they would say, oh, no, we're not going to look at the states that illegally, without laws, took these fake ballots. That's allowed now because they're going to act like legislators as the judiciary because the fix is in. America is in deep trouble. Maybe we should air that song. Everybody knows Leonard Cohen. Everybody knows when we come back next segment. But let's go to your phone calls. We got Kyle, we got Greg, we got Matt, we got Rick, and others. Be patient. We only got one person to answer the call, so if you're a doctor, nurse calling in, you're ring, 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 just call back. We got one person. We'll get to you. We want to hear from you. We love you. Kyle's in Michigan on COVID vaccines, a medical worker. Greg's a medical worker on COVID vaccine. Matt's a medical worker on COVID vaccine. And Rick's a medical worker on COVID vaccine and dangers. So let's just talk to Kyle, called in first from Michigan. Where Whitmer's in just as much trouble as Cuomo, she did the same damn thing. I mean, they didn't just do this in a vacuum. They were told to by Fauci, which isn't Trump, which is Bill Gates. So we need to change the subject from the governors to who gave the order. Oh, we'll get the governors later, but let's get the capo first and then the dons. These governors are just soldiers, in my view. Totally empty-headed morons, like Governor Abbott in Texas. Kyle in Michigan, give us your take on this.
Hey, how's it going, Alex? I'm definitely against the vaccine. I live here in Portage, Michigan. Biden was just here last week. They actually had to change his day. He was supposed to be here on Thursday. They had to change it on to Friday due to they say weather, that the plane, I don't know, they couldn't make it in here. We got the Kalamazoo Airport right in town. They had to take the fake Air Force One out. And, yeah, so they make the vaccine right here at Pfizer. And distribute it worldwide right from
By the way, I wasn't meaning to interrupt you. I was showing an Air Force One medallion on air and telling the crew to zoom in, and I had my mic on. I apologize. Start over. So you're talking about making the Pfizer vaccine right there?
Yeah. So they make it here, distribute it here. Biden visited on Friday to give a speech. We didn't get to see the speech. We were actually out there waiting to see him. So I got, like, video I can send you if you want. There's quite a few people showed up to protest against the vaccine and Joe Biden, so most popular president.
Oh, that's the thing. Everywhere he goes, he's protested against.
Right, and it's crazy. I mean, it was just weird that they had, there were some supporters out there, maybe a crowd of like 30 or 40, maybe, spread down the entire road where the motorcade was. But I don't know, they brought their kids out there, too. I thought that was pretty strange.
And notice the media never covers the protesters. They cover the supporters. That's why you've got to be there. Yeah. You've got to video it. That's why you're so critical to just keep countering a lie, keep protesting, keep exposing it. They can't stand it.
Yeah, there were other info warriors out there. Your stickers are getting passed out around. So, yeah, there's definitely...
What is your take as a medical worker on the COVID vaccine? What are you seeing?
Well, I work at a medical dispensary, so we service medical marijuana to medical patients.
Sure. So what feedback are you getting from people that are your customers?
Like our customers, it's mixed between them. You see a lot of people come in scared and afraid. We have to wear our mask all day at work and everything too. And,
oh, yeah. All right, brother. I appreciate your call, Kyle. We appreciate you, brother. Good job. All right. Let's go to Al in New Jersey, medical worker on COVID and vaccines. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex? First time caller. I just started listening to you for like a year, and you're amazing. Your information you give out to everybody. Thank you for that. Thank you for giving your time. And showing
Thank you, brother. Well, listen, don't thank me. You can't drag me away from this. This is like asking a pig not to be in a big old pile of mud. I can't get away from it, brother.
Yeah, I hear you. So I'm a phlebotomist in New Jersey, and I go to people's houses, and every patient I ask, I ask if they know any information on the vaccine. They don't. So I always give them the video from David Martin, which he explains everything so clearly. And no matter how...
And say the name of that video again, because there's so many great videos exposing how dangerous it is. From David who?
Martin.
How do you spell his name? David what? Lutton?
Martin, the medical inventor.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And he explains things so clearly. And I showed a lot. I give this video to everybody, of all my patients, to be informed.
Well, brother, you don't know the power of you doing that. That's beautiful.
Oh, man, it's the calling God. God gave me something, and I have to do it. I have to do it.
Is it literally burning in your bones, Al?
Oh, my God. I get emotional. I start crying for people. They just my family's even against me. I'm just the crazy guy of the family right now.
They won't be laughing at you later, brother.
Yeah, but they're gonna be dead, and it's.
That's why you got to warn them up front, because at least while they're dying from the vaccine later, which is the globalist plan, they'll get God. What matters is their soul. These bodies, we're gonna wake up the next level. We're gonna go, why was I so worried? God, why didn't know God was there? Like, if you know God, you're like, this is wonderful, this is incredible. If you don't, you're gonna be literally locked off from it. Knowing it's right there for eternity that you made the wrong choice, because God gave us free will. And if that makes God a sadist, so be it. Because to create a sentient, to have a child, they may become a good person, a bad person, a murderer, a criminal, or a good or a saint. And so God, if we're mad at God, then we have the same crime having children. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir. Yes, absolutely. I'm just so surprised how people are. The brainwashed, Alex, they're brainwashed.
Well, the thing is, they're trusting because they're good. They're not evil. So they think somebody's giving me this to help me. They don't know the agenda behind it. But don't worry. Black folks particularly have been jacked over. They're not taking the shot. All right. God bless you, Al. I appreciate your call. Greg, Matt, Rick, and others, the toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539. From medical workers and doctors, what is your experience with the vaccine? Family members, people that took the vaccine. If you took the vaccine, please call in. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. We'll be right back. There's the video we were just talking about.
Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030 are all about making you dependent and cutting you off from energy, food, and medicine. And with the blackouts we've seen that are guaranteed to be engineered to bring in federal and globalist control, we have seen massive lines of people lined up at the few grocery stores and restaurants that were open, and most of them getting turned away after hours of freezing in the cold. We've seen millions of people sleeping in their cars because they don't have any power in their house and then running out of gas. Ladies and gentlemen, energy is king. And food is the energy our bodies run off of, and water as well. They're both available, the highest quality water filtration and the highest quality storable foods right now, massively discounted because of this emergency for everybody nationwide at InfoWarsStore.com. $50 off on our best stainless steel gravity fed filter and 10% off all storable food and all packages at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com. Big discounts for only a few more days.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I looked into someone's eyes again.
So, have you had the vaccine? You have family that's taking it. Did you love it? Did you hate it? Are you a medical worker? Are you a nurse, a doctor? What is your take on it? 877-789-2539 on this live February 22nd, 2021 global transmission. Tyrants keep coming back for more. They're going to get it. They never give up. But like zombies, they will fall. They are zombies. They're not animated by Christ energy. They're animated by their father. The fallen one. The failure. That didn't get invited to the party. That screwed the pooch. That crapped in the punch bowl metaphysically. So let the devil toy with us. In the end, the devil's a loser. But he keeps coming back for more, doesn't he? Go ahead and do your phone calls. Who has been holding the longest here? Because I'm going to move quickly through these amazing phone calls. That would be Greg in Texas, medical worker on the COVID vaccine. What are you observing? What's your view?
Well, greetings, Alex. What I'm seeing is that these people that they're taking the vaccine, of course, they're having all these adverse reactions. More importantly, all the ones that aren't being reported. You see daily on social media all these different videos that pop up regarding that. What's shocking to me?
Oh, I see local news articles everywhere, particularly black people and old people dying. Don't look like as usual, whatever Bill Gates is pushing ain't too good for black folks.
Right, and so people don't do their due diligence. And this is, I would like to particularly address the healthcare workers. If you're a nurse, a doctor, and you're like, oh, I'm just going to take it. Well, and then something bad happens to you, you don't, you know, the information is out there to see with your own eyes that this is a bad thing.
Well, here's an example. My dad's dad was a great guy, died before he was 60. And my dad was smart when he was a kid and would say, Grant, Dad, don't put Cooper Tox, that's cyanide, on the cows. You're supposed to wear a breathing thing and gloves to kill these screwworm bottle flies off their backs. He's like, I'm tough. And he was tough, you know, manly man. But he would put it out with his own hands. Well, it killed him with bone cancer and lung cancer.
Yeah.
So these medical workers are like, I'm tough. I'll just take this vaccine. No, you don't, no, you're not tough.
Changes your DNA. You were mentioning God before. So I'm a Christian. I'm a practicing one. If you have the Holy Spirit with you, you know this thing is bad for you. Don't take it. But for the rest of them, they don't have an excuse. And so when I see the healthcare workers, like I said before, they're taking this thing and bad things happen. They got exactly what they deserve.
And we know that most people aren't reporting adverse reactions because the hospitals tell them not to. That's why they call it clusters. The hospitals that do report and the clinics that do report and the nursing homes that do report, we're up to 10% of people getting sick or dying to take it. I mean, this is scary.
Oh, I know. And then what's funnier is that now they have a new COVID test, the anal swab. Now Owen did a really funny tutorial on that. That was really hilarious. You should get an award for that. These are the same dumb people that are going to bend over and get a swab in their ass. Okay? Seriously? Really? Okay.
Well, it's all a lie. People that have had the two shots still get positive. They still get it. It's all a giant scam. In fact, I keep forgetting her name. Who was the lady that created Theranos? With Bill Gates, he funded her, Elizabeth Holmes, and it was all fake blood tests, all fake PCR for cancer, all a lie. That was Bill Gates. In fact, Bill Gates was producing a documentary 2 years before she got busted, so that still came out like a year ago with Bill Gates with her. It's all a scam. That's what this all is what do? We got busted with the UN. We got busted with Theranos. Well, let's just scam it even bigger. Thank you, Greg. Oh, sorry, Greg, go ahead. Anything else you want to add?
Yeah, I want to add one thing. There was a video on BitChute the other day on a Nigerian minister. He had a leaked document. It's on BitChute. I can send you guys the video if you want to. And it's a leaked document from the Rockefeller Center outlining that how COVID is a scam, followed up by a lockdowns and mass mandates.
Are you talking about Operation Lockstep?
Right. That should have been on the Rockefeller Center. If you guys already have the document on that, I can send you the bid on it. You know?
Well, I know there's so many documents. I mean, my God, I learn new ones every day, so send it to me. Don't think I don't have it. Thank you so much. The Rockefellers are the center of the evil. They are literally created Hitler. And then they go out and teach black people to be racist so that white people turn against black people. This is all super evil, folks. Like a black dudes are like killing people and pushing them on trains and stabbing them and everything. And the news is like, it's white supremacy in New York. And again, that's meant to turn white people into raving racists, folks. This is very sophisticated crap. But yeah, those are two of the main demons. There's John D. the first and John D. the second. God help us. You talk about devils incarnate. That's it. You ever want to see the devil, folks? Look at that photo. That'll give you chills up and down your spine. Put them side by side with the German Nosferatu. Put them side by side. That's the real deal right there, folks.
Woo! Can't hardly look at him. Talk about evil, man. That is one evil son of a bitch. Look at that satisfied son right next to him. Ugh. Blech. Let's go ahead and talk to another caller here. Let's go ahead and talk to Rick in Minnesota. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I'm
welcome.
A first-time caller and a long-time listener, probably over 10 years. I also am a pharmacy doctor and work in Minnesota. Just a couple of things here. One of your callers mentioned one of the saints, and I would like everybody to talk to St. Jude. He is the saint of impossible things, and he can go directly to our Savior, Jesus Christ, for help with not only our COVID vaccines, but with the whole fake election, stolen election.
I agree. Everybody's faith, as long as it's to Jesus, however you go to Jesus, I totally agree that we need to pray to God for and I agree, the saint of impossible things. Because Jesus is the doer of impossible things, we have to do this.
Absolutely. So what I'm calling about is my father-in-law, who's, granted, he's 89 years old. He and his wife, my mother-in-law, had their second COVID vaccines, a Moderna vaccine, on Wednesday of last week. And by Friday, he was having symptoms of a stroke. And on Saturday, he was brought into the hospital, and he's still there. So I would just warn your listeners, and I've done a lot of research on this, as you have, that there's no sure thing when it comes to this vaccine in particular, but a lot of different vaccines have neurological side effects. And
Well, tell us what happened, because India says they banned it because in tests it caused Guillain-Barré, narcolepsy, convulsions, what's the other one, where the Bell's palsy, and death. And so what happened with your family member?
Well, he had the vaccine on a Wednesday, and by Friday he was having stroke symptoms, and he was diagnosed with having a small stroke in his right hemisphere. Of course, the left side of his body, he had temporary paralysis.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. That'll definitely ruin your day.
Right now. What's that?
I'm very sorry to hear that.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I know your listeners are praying. We are, and I won't take up any more of your time, but I just want to...
No, don't take up more time. I'm just saying... Clearly, that's what the Indians say. They say, listen, we're having massive problems in unofficial studies that people are already getting this, getting sick. You have the same ones. It's obviously causal. It's like saying, do you need a study if I shoot you in the head with a shotgun that it killed you? No, you know the shotgun did it. You don't need a study to know that.
The thing about these vaccine companies is they will investigate, and they'll never say that there's direct correlation. They will find a different...
You mean the groups doing this will cover up for themselves? How surprising.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to pray for your family, Rick. God bless you. And I agree
you as well. Keep up work.
Thank you, sir. Woo! I'm going to go to break, and I'm going to come back and try to jam in as many calls as I can. We got Gerald Celente coming up, and I'll take about 15 minutes of calls the next hour. So I want to talk to folks at 877-789-2539. Please don't forget, I just want to stay on air to fight these people. We've got these privacy pockets. Where'd they go? There they are. That have been sold out for a long time that are now back in stock. And if I can keep them in stock, these are one of the few items, like Vitamin Refusion, always sells, but can't get. These babies sell to fund the whole operation. Everybody wants them. These are actually ones that work. A lot of the Faraday cages don't work to block the contact tracers and the globalists and big tech. We got a few thousand back in. I'm trying to get desperately a source of the good ones that work. I can buy crap ones that don't work right all over the place. But these actually work. InfoWars Privacy Pouch back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Stay with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Thank you. did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value free by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Trump has issued a new statement from Donald J. Trump, the office of the former president. Statement on the continuing political persecution of the president. I'm going to hit that briefly next hour. And more state health officials are admitting that 94% of COVID deaths, well, we already knew this a year ago, are something else. This is just incredible. Absolutely incredible. Like Jeff Zuckerberg comes out and says, I'm not taking the mRNA vaccine. It's dangerous. And then he bans people that say the same damn thing. I mean, they skipped animal trials, folks. All right, we got DJ and Diane and Barbara and Matt and Mankind and John. We'll at least get to these callers before I hit that other news. Let's talk to the order they were received to a caller in Massachusetts, Matt. Matt, you're a medical worker. Your take on this vaccine.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for everything you do. You know, I work as a registered nurse, and, you know, everybody's mostly taking the COVID vaccine out of fear. You know, which is pretty upsetting, but, you know, people are going to do what they're going to do. They think if they take the vaccine, everything's going to go back to normal. And I tell them that, you know, things aren't going back to normal.
I totally agree with you. And so many people are like, look, I don't agree with it. It's bad. It's BS. But I'm going to be tough to get over this. But now they're admitting, oh, we're not ever going to stop.
Yeah. And, you know, the other thing I want to point out is, you know, MassDPH is pretty corrupt. It's a state official. You know, when this whole thing started back about a year ago, they changed our PPE guidelines and said, you know, we're going to start reusing masks. And you would never reuse masks, ever. So
explain why, because it picks up all the particula from the person you're doing a surgery on or procedure. It has your particula, and it grows it as a Petri dish medium, correct?
Right, and when we work, we have to wear goggles, and we cannot wear cloth masks. So you have people out in the public not wearing goggles and wearing cloth masks. We have to either wear a surgical mask or N95 mask at work. And it's a total fraud.
So what you're saying is it's all a giant virtue signal.
Right, right. And, you know, Massachusetts conservatives are about, you know, we're outnumbered about 2-1. But, you know, we're here. We're ready. You know, people know what's going on. And, you know, what I suggest is, you know, you have to, you know, if you can't wake someone up, you move on to the next person. You know, these sheep cannot be woken up.
I agree. Just move on. But here's the deal. We already saw major adverse reactions without human testing. What are the long-term effects of this gene therapy going to be?
Every vaccine has had, you know, years of trials, and this has just been pushed through. They said they used the first COVID outbreak that ended in Canada, you know, as, you know, the Kickstarter to this vaccine. And it's not really a vaccine. It's a medical device. But, you know, they label it as a vaccine.
Exactly. A vaccine is an attenuated version to learn how to beat it. This is a gene therapy that has your cells create a protein, which the mainline scientists agree, when your cell dies or divides, it's going to off-slough this protein that you're then going to have an autoimmune response. So it sounds like you're going to keep having allergic reactions. And the studies show once you keep having allergic reactions, your immune system gives up finally, then you get cancer.
My last point is, you know, a lot of people are afraid to pass on to the next life. You know, eventually we're all going to die of something. But we're being propagandized by the media and the television shows about how, you know, you're watching Grey's Anatomy and this is how the medical world is. But, you know, death is not what you see on TV. It's not what you see in the
death is not final, and those that are always afraid to die, die early and live in fear. Worry about your soul. I totally agree with you. We need to stop living in fear and not fear the Reaper.
I took care of a patient that was 104 years old the other day, and she was on one blood pressure pill. Where you take care of some people that are in their 40s who are on 30 different medications, and they're sick as a dog.
Yeah, I had a grandmother died, great-grandmother, 103, and she was super happy and just saw angels when she was dying. And same thing for my grandmother at 93. She was literally, absolutely already in heaven when she died. I appreciate your call, brother. Whew. The non-evil people, when you die, you see demons at the end of your bed. And this is real, folks. It's whatever you serve is going to be there when you die. You better be with God, folks. Better get right, man. You don't be with Bill Gates for eternity, believe me. Let's go ahead and talk to him. The universe is full of stuff. You don't think this planet isn't like a major four-way stop for a lot of good stuff, a lot of bad stuff? Yeah. You all know deep down, don't you? You don't need me to tell you nothing. You don't need me to tell you anything. It's already written on your heart. That's why you're here. But those that have fallen to the evil, they can't even hear us. Imagine being them. They're in a tomb forever with the devil. We can't even get to them. Thank your lucky stars that you're not like that. I thank mine every day. Those of us that are conscious, though, realize how evil we are because we have a connection to God who's so pure. But that's okay. God understands that. The devil comes and says, look how you're evil. See, you could never be with God. Get away, devil. Get behind me. Let's go ahead and talk to DJ in Texas, then Diane and Mankind and others. DJ, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, first-time caller, long-time intermittent listener. But this is a perfect segue into one of your previous calls on Theranos. I happened to write my senior thesis on the evolution of viruses with a specific focus on HIV in 1991.
So the iris plant?
Pardon me?
The iris plant.
No, virus. Evolution of virus.
You wrote a thesis on the AIDS virus. Okay.
On the AIDS virus, and specifically I based that thesis on a book that was titled Inventing HIV by Nobel Prize laureate Peter Duisberg at Berkeley,
yes.
who's been destroyed because essentially what he said, and he's been proven right now 20 years later, and I was too on my thesis, is that Fauci, who's footnoted 77 times in my thesis, essentially took PCR results and commingled them with comorbidities to drive up the HIV death rates.
That's what my dad told me. My dad told me when I was like 13 years old and lost my virginity, and I came home because the girl was like 17. I was really scared. And I said, Dad, I need to get blood tested. I might have HIV. My dad laughed at me, and he said, Son, that's cooked up by the CIA. It's all a fake comorbidity deal, and it's a cover for people dying of drug abuse and other things and bad lifestyles. He says, it's totally fake. He goes, and it's a cover for a bioweapon, another system they're using on Africans. And Fauci was running the whole thing back then.
Running the whole thing, and it's the same playbook, Alex. It's the PCR with...
Yeah, explain that. They tell you, oh, all these other things killed you, and then they call it COVID, and then he's the COVID hero trying to fix something that can't be gotten rid of.
We have a PCR at my workplace, and if you take a mashed banana and run that 30 cycles, it tests negative. You take that same mashed banana and run it 40 cycles, it tests positive. Game, set, match. There it is. And secondary.
You remember the Tanzanian president 6 months ago? He said everything was coming back positive. He's a scientist. He knew it was bull. So he sent a sample of goat blood and papaya and a bunch, and it all came up positive.
Well, that's the scam. And each time you amplify a cycle on a PCR machine, it's an order of magnitude. It squares it every time. So when you're up in those last 10 cycles, Alex,
if there's any detritus from a viral or bacterial infection within a decade, you become up false positive.
Yes. I would point your listeners and you to there's one book chapter. If you Google Inventing HIV Washington Post, they published it in 1993, I believe, and it lays the first three pages of that is Fauci's playbook to a T, and you'll see it through the tea leaves as soon as you start reading it. And I would close in adding this. There's never been a successful vaccine for an RNA virus. The last time they tried it was for swine flu in 1974.
And by the way, that's all on record. So what do you think they're really doing here?
I was taking what prompted me to call was the woman who called in, who was a physician last week, that referenced the feline corona study. I actually pulled that study and went through it with a fine-tooth comb. And she's absolutely right. I think that they're setting this people with these vaccines. That's why they want the older population first, et cetera, et cetera.
It's a binary weapon. Explain. They give them one and explain what it does.
It's going to wipe people out. It's going to make them ultra sensitive to the next coronavirus that they get.
Exactly. And then they're going to say, oh, it's the new coronavirus. Bill Gates goes, terrorists are going to launch a new coronavirus within 2 years. Once everybody's implanted with the proteins from the first coronavirus, now you have a violent autoimmune response, so it'll look like the new coronavirus is killing everybody, but really they've already hit selective groups. Hey, we want old people and blacks to have it. We're so liberal, and then it's going to kill the old folks and blacks. Go!
Bingo. You hit it perfectly. My father lives in Florida, 78-year-old retired teacher, runs marathon, or still runs triathlons, Alex, and goes into every store without a mask and will never take a vaccine. So
I love it. Well, here's the deal. Even if they brainwash some black people to hate white people, we got to go out and expose this. Because they're hitting, there's like, we love black people and old people. Take your shot. And then top scientists go, it's going to cause an autoimmune response to the next coronavirus. That's it. And then we're going to be here in a year or two, folks, when blacks are dropping dead everywhere and old people are going to be like, it's a new coronavirus. See, you didn't take your vaccine. It's guaranteed. Oh, man.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's Dan.